Right now, it seems that the world is turning on Trump. While so many people backed him and supported him during this election because of his promises of making America great again and exposing the evil PDF files that were associated with Epstein, Trump has now decided that the Epstein files are no longer important and the American people don't need to know the truth. Unfortunately for Trump, his methods of deflection aren't helping his trust with his followers, as now most of his followers are starting to see Trump for what he really is, a fraud. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about President Trump being one of the biggest frauds on the planet. Let's get right into it. I spoke about the Epstein footage that was released a few days ago. I made a video about it, but YouTube decided to suppress that video, so there's a big chance most of you didn't see that video. But in that video, I covered the recent release from the FBI about the Epstein files and their claims that there is no Epstein files and there is no names that are hidden, and that basically Jeffrey Epstein had no accomplices. This was released by Cash Patel and others in the FBI, where they were basically claiming that Epstein was a loner and had no accomplices, and trafficking network was really just him and Maxwell. Nobody was participating in this network, which doesn't make sense because a network literally means a group of people. But according to the FBI and even Trump, there is no such thing as the Epstein files. That's just some nonsense. And this is something that Trump himself further clarified just a few days ago when he went on his platform Truth Social and wrote this giant post. This is what he said. What's going on with my boys, and in some cases, gals? They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is doing a fantastic job. We're on one team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening. We have a perfect administration. The talk of the world and selfish people are trying to hurt it. All over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Cricket Hillary, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration, who conned the world with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, 51 intelligent agents, the laptop from hell, and more. They created the Epstein files, just like they created the fake Hillary Clinton / Christopher Steele that they used on me, and now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands. Why didn't these radical left lunatics release the Epstein files? If there was anything in there that could have hurt the MAGA movement, why didn't they use it? They haven't even given up on the John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King Jr. files. No matter how much success we had, securing the border, deporting criminals, fixing the economy, energy dominance, a safer world where Iran would not have nuclear weapons, it's never enough for some people. We are about to achieve more in 6 months than any other administration has achieved in over 100 years, and we have so much more to do. We are saving our country and making America great again, which will continue to be our complete priority. The left is imploding. Cash Patel and the FBI must be focused on investigating voter fraud, political corruption, Act Blue, the rigged and stolen election of 2020, and arresting thugs and criminals instead of spending months after months looking at nothing but the same old radical left-inspired documents on Jeffrey Epstein. Let Pam Bondi do her job. She's great. The 2020 election was rigged and stolen, and they try to do the same thing in 2024. That's why she's looking into an AG and much more. 1 year ago, our country was dead. Now it's the hottest country anywhere in the world. Let's keep it that way and not waste time and energy on Jeffrey Epstein, somebody that nobody cares about. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Now, when I saw this post, I literally lost it. I'm not gonna lie, I was extremely upset because the gaslighting and manipulation is at an all-time high. This is insanity. This man who was voted in promised to release the Epstein files.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would. Yes, I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. You don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there, because there's a lot of phony stuff with that whole world.
Even though Fox News manipulated the clip where he said he was going to release it, he still seemed to play into the idea that he was going to release the Epstein files. This post came after they released the Epstein footage that wasn't even really Epstein's cell, where literally you could only see the corner of Epstein's cell, which wouldn't allow you to see who's coming in or coming out, if Epstein went out or in, nothing. You can't see anything of it. And it was already verified that there was 1 minute of missing footage. And on top of that, an investigation was done into the footage, and it was confirmed that it was edited and altered. The very video that they're claiming to release to prove Epstein took himself out and there was no foul play was edited, was missing, and it wasn't even the video of his actual cell. That should let you know everything you need to know. Now he's over here saying that the Epstein files aren't real. The Epstein files were created by the Democrats. The Democrats created the Epstein files. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because last time I checked, Bill Clinton, a Democrat, is one of the people that were on the Epstein files. So if the Democrats created the Epstein files, why would they put a Democrat president on the list? That makes zero sense. It's clearly not about the Democrats or Republicans. All of that is pointless and nonsense. I've said this a million times. The Democrats and the Republicans are the same exact thing. They are both puppets. They are both guilty. And they were both running around with Epstein. Sadly, so many people have been manipulated into thinking that there's really this battle between left and right. There's really this battle for our country, and one side is better than the other, and the other side is going to make the country better. You need to wake up. They are two wings of the same beast. It's one system, one group that controls this entire system, and these are just the puppets put in your face to distract you, to keep you from never knowing who the true people that run this country are. And every single election cycle, millions of people vote, proving to these elite that they still have you in the palm of their hands. You're still buying into this stupid made-up system that they created to manipulate and control you. You're still consumed by the idea that you think that the corrupt, evil leaders of this country are going to be the ones to save this country. There is no saving this country. This country was created by Freemasons with the goal of enslaving us and making them gods. And that's exactly what's happening. And we're allowing it to happen by allowing stupid things like this. It's pretty clear, 100% clear. Realistically, Trump ran around with Epstein, whether you want to believe it or not. That's a fact. So many people say, oh, Trump was the first one. Trump and everybody else distanced themselves the moment the information came out. But if we really think critically, Epstein apparently died while Trump was president. While Epstein's brother was running around saying that he knew dirt on Trump and on the Clintons, that if he released, there wouldn't have been a presidential election between Clinton and Trump. It's pretty clear what's going on here. Trump is guilty, all the other politicians are guilty, all the other elite are guilty, and they're not going to release this list because, like I've said 100 times already, why would they expose themselves? But you know what we can do? We can show them that we're no longer puppets, that we're not going to let them tell us what to do, and we're not going to pretend like everything's okay. You scrolling on TikTok and being able to watch TV and having a good old time, that's not life. That's your enslavement. That's how they're enslaving you and keeping you pacified while they run around on private islands, abusing children and doing whatever they want. Yet we have to live by the rules that they set, and they don't have any rules. Their rules are that they can do whatever they want. And yes, I am upset because I am tired of the gaslighting. I am tired of the manipulation. I'm tired of them laughing at us because of the fact that we just accept anything they say. It's good that Trump is getting some resistance. He deserves resistance because he's just as guilty as everyone else. And I've been saying this for years. I'm here to inform you on the truth, and the truth is not always going to be something you want to hear. The truth sometimes hurts. And I know that some of you that watch this channel voted for Trump. And don't feel bad. It's okay. It happens to all of us. But it comes to a point where you have to just accept that you were wrong. Trump would have not become president if he was not a Masonic puppet. And don't go saying that, oh, it doesn't matter, he was less or evil. No, it's not. It's the same exact administration. It's the same exact people. The people that run this country aren't the presidents. The people that run this country are the private bankers, the investors with all the money. They're the ones that run this country. They're the ones that enslaved you. They're the ones that created the system that abuses you. Wake up. If you think you're free, you're not free. It's an illusion. They got you right where they want you to be. All of this is a part of their greater plan. They're never going to release the Epstein files because then there will be nobody left in politics. There would be no elite left. And we will all turn on them. And that's exactly what they don't want. The dumbest thing I've ever heard was that the Democrats created the Epstein files. That's the dumbest thing ever. We saw Epstein running around with Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, celebrities, Prince Andrew, all of these people. So now, apparently, none of those people exist, or that was all fabricated. It's pretty clear what's going on. Trump is using his position, his trust that he gained over his MAGA supporters, and he is trying so hard to use just that. Not any evidence, no facts, nothing. Just the fact that these are his supporters, and he wants them to take his word that, number one, he had nothing to do with the Epstein list. He was never on there. And number two, there is an Epstein list. What elite people were hanging out with Epstein?
Costa, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the Saturday?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I Pam, could I just interrupt for
sure.
a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time? And do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration.
And you know what's crazy, what's sad? The media only reports that Epstein was trafficking and having these, you know, young girls do things with these elite men. It's darker than that. These were satanic sex magic rituals being done on his island. And if you think that there's no skeletons on that island, people that never made it out, little girls and little boys that are never going to see their parents again, you think that every single child was sent back? You don't think that there was situations where they just got rid of them? Obviously, there's skeletons that they're hiding. Obviously, they're never going to tell us the truth. They're never going to release these files. And the media is working along with them. The media is just cleaning it all up because they're owned by them. It comes to a point where we have to hold people accountable, and we have to hold Trump accountable, and every single politician that is leading our country, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. They're both the same. They're both corrupt. They're both disgusting. They're both taking advantage of us, and they're both destroying this country. They created this Masonic empire for themselves, and they have enslaved us. We're their workers. While they party, we're the ones that host the party for them and bring the food for them and work at their restaurants and work at their businesses and make money and give them the money back. That's us. We're their slaves. Don't fall for their manipulation. Trump doesn't care about you. Trump doesn't care about any of us. He doesn't care about anything. All Trump cares about is pleasing the true people who run this country, the people that put him in that place. I always say this. While Trump might not be the literal Antichrist, he is definitely the spirit of the Antichrist, and that's pretty clear to see. He's a fraud who has convinced millions of people to think that he was sent down by God. Just like the whole entire shooting attempt on him, that was staged. And I said this back then. That was all staged. All of this is nonsense, and everyone's just buying into the story. I do want to apologize. I do not like to lose my temper. I do not like to be upset when I make these videos. I like to keep myself calm so that I'll be able to make my point correctly. But realistically, I'm frustrated, and you should be too. We should not be accepting this. We are not that dumb. We're not children. You can't just lie to us and we'll believe anything you have to say. It's 100% clear to us what's going on. They lied to us. They were never going to release that list, and they're never going to. And right now, they want you to forget. Trump is asking you to forget. Apparently, the flood is more important than us knowing which of the leaders of our country are PDF files who abused and destroyed the lives of many kids. That's not important. We should forget about that, right? That's something that we need to forget about, and we need to focus on the flood, and we need to focus on whatever Trump tells us to focus on, the wins that he claims he's done. It's ridiculous. We obviously need to wake up. We are literally living in the New World Order, and so many people are going to pay the price for this because they refuse to wake up. They prefer to live under an illusion. They prefer to act like everything's okay instead of just accepting that the people that we've allowed to run this country are the most evil people out there. It's time for change. It's time that we speak out. It's time that we don't play into their games and we don't fall for their manipulation tactic that was created to give us the false illusion of choice, to make us feel like we're really a part of who runs this country and we have the power. We do not have the power. They do. And it's because we've allowed them to. I urge each and every one of you to continue to apply pressure to this. Apply pressure to Trump. Ask the questions because they want us to forget. Let's not give them what they want. We are not going to forget about this massive situation. And I don't think the flood compares to this because the flood is a natural disaster. But what Epstein did and all his accomplices, there was nothing natural about that. Clearly, we deserve answers, and we shouldn't stop fighting until we get them. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank each and every one of you for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.